Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few. My God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. We
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Looks like we're live and fully alive. It seemed like there used to be a song that said that. Fully alive in your presence, Lord. Lord, make us fully alive. Well, I slaughtered that right there pretty bad, but I didn't do it on purpose. I just did it. But I'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
I'm sure it'll be all right, too.
We'll all be all right.
Everybody going to be all right?
Yep.
I hope tonight, love, that you're half left. Because it'll make typing easier.
I am. Convenient as that is, I am half left.
I truly believe tonight's going to be
an amazing night of good word.
Huh. I haven't even seen Mike. Or Rebecca's face yet. I wonder how many nights in a row you can just laugh.
I don't know.
Comedians probably have to live the healthiest life there is. Well, look at George Burns. He'd be 100. Oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, hum, 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 hum. Don't you just love it when God shows up?
I do.
Oh, I can smell the coffee. Thank God for coffee. Well, Blog Talk Radio, I know you wasn't with us last night, but come to the Facebook page, Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith, and watch last night's program. It, not only did we laugh, we titled the program, Come Laugh With Us. That's what it was. That is what it was. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon us.
Yes, it did. That was wonderful.
We laughed.
Yes, we did.
So, here we go. We're going live. And we got a good notice right away. There we go.
Now I'll hunt you down because I haven't gotten a notification.
Isn't that interesting?
Who did you just hear?
Everybody.
Audrey?
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca. How you doing tonight?
And Mary. Hi, Miss Mary.
And Mary and Becca.
Hello.
Have you guys been laughing at all? I said to Sister Leanne just before we were live, I'm laughing already, and I haven't seen Rebecca, Mary, or Mike's face yet. But Rebecca looks like she's smiling real big. I think. Are we going to get a big laugh again? This is what I know. You and I want everything we can have from Jesus. Hey, Shannon, I woman. Mary and Rebecca are already seeding the clouds.
Wait, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Kelly Dalkert's with us. Welcome, Kelly.
Kelly.
No. No. We don't need a rerun. God's got a whole bunch more endorphins. Seems he's wanting to release upon this group of people. I'm not saying some of you look like you need endorphins, but you know, if the endorphin fits. Stand your ground with the TP video. Well, I'm not sure what that is, Mary. Stand your ground with the TP video. Brother Robert Mulderman, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. The Saints are marching in tonight. Check it out, man. We're rocking and rolling here. Good to have everybody with us. Mama Welch is with us. That's a cool picture you got, Mama. You know, I don't know. The program wasn't even started, and I had the spirit of happiness and joy and laughter all over me already.
I'm ready for YouTube.
All right. We're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to have a good time. I'm not sure how many nights in a row you can just laugh. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I do know this. Here at the Community of Faith, we want everything God has for us.
Amen. Amen, amen.
And it doesn't matter to us whether we're casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead, or rolling on the floor laughing.
Getting some really in-depth word.
We love the word. We love you. We love the kingdom. We love the body. So, it's now 12. I want to have you pray with us. Let's pray together. Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. Welcome, Phyllis. All the essentials are here. Well, we got to have Dan and Gwen and Gwen, Brother Mike. We got a few more to go. All right, everybody's essential. We got Audrey. We got Trey and Tisha. Where are you guys? Ellen, Angel,
Teresa,
and Terry. I'm not sure where all y'all are, but we sure look forward to seeing you whenever you can get by here with us. Kathy Angroni, welcome. What was that lady's name? Felidi? Felidi? Felifi? She was from Samoa.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful people.
Yeah.
If you see our new friend, Mary Fernandez Ambrose, make sure you say hi to her tonight, all the way from Singapore. What a blessing that's been. But you ready? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, here we are tonight. Have your way here tonight, right now, in this gathering of believers. Lord, every one of these people come tonight expecting, just like we do every night, our cups are right side up saying, fill my cup, Lord, and run it over like you love to do. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and surely mercy follow us all the days of our life. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We want everything you have for us tonight, Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. We honor you, Lord, that you met with us last night the way you did. And we love it. We'll take another night. We'll take a whole week of it, Lord, because that was a wonderful presence. We love to do thy will, O Lord. And Father, all of these families that are gathered, all of them, walking together in you, living together in you, growing and established, becoming established in the faith. Wow. Oh, you are amazing, Lord. You are amazing. And you've done it now for a year. You've been a part of it now for a year. You're a part of it. You've been empowering now for a year. We bless your name. Lord, I'd like to start saying names, but we miss so many of these people. We want to see them again. I haven't seen them in a while. We want to hug their necks. We want to say we love you. We want to say we believe in you. We want to say Jesus is Lord in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your mighty, holy name here tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in this night, right here, right now tonight, have your way here. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, we bless. We bless every ministry around the world right now that is doing this very thing that we're doing. We bless them with breakthrough. We bless them with revelation. We bless them with signs, wonders, miracles, transformations, revelation. Father, we declare supernatural divine deposits come. Angelic visitations happen, Jesus. May we, the body of Christ, stand up and care for our communities, our neighborhoods, our families, and use this social media to win this world in these final days of church. We pray this now in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We pray right here, right now, today. You know, ah, Jesus. you can only rub your face. Well, it's a very interesting deal. We have Pastor, you've been saying that now for about 2 minutes. Wow. Everybody just say, I'm drinking at the well.
Drinking at the well. Amen.
Say, out of my belly flows rivers of living water.
Out of my belly flows rivers of living water.
And see this he was speaking of the Holy Spirit of God. My good sakes alive. So, Dave Sweeney's here. We had to get the whole family in. Dave and Gwen, bless you guys. Watch this. Oh, Acts chapter 2. You know, when you think back, I'll give you a big hug, Roger. Woo, somebody say, I love the word.
I love the word.
Audrey Ben Gessel. I'm drinking at the well. Kelly flows water of the Holy Spirit. Did I mean Joel? God bless Joel, but he ain't here today. Acts chapter 2. When you look back over the last 13 months, when you look back over the last 13 months, and you see how the Holy Spirit has moved in our midst, absolutely amazing to see. Well, and if you didn't make it all the way through last night's program, Brother Dave, you need to go back and make sure you go through last night's program.
Oh, my goodness.
Because last night's program was an hour and a half of laughing. That's what that was.
Yeah, it was. Oh, my belly flows the ocean.
I don't know what... I'm not quite sure what triggered Sister Rebecca to tell Brother Mike to shut up and then to ask us to sing Ozzy Osbourne, whatever that guy's name is.
Ozzy Osbourne.
but it triggered a wonderful night of endurance. But wait. When you look back over the last 14 months and you see how the Holy Spirit has led this gathering of believers, this body. Then we called it a gathering, but now we call it a body because that's what we are. The ecclesia. And you look and see how God has led us. There's nothing else to say. This is day number 300 and, well, it ain't 300, it's 400 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're now day 400 of the revival that God brought right here to Facebook Live with you and I, and we've been a part of a revival for 400 days. Bless you, Claire. Love you. Sunday guys are welcome. Good to have you. Now, Audrey, when you go to last night, make sure you not only catch up, but you also mustered. Audrey, I mean,
Claire. Well, you can make to Audrey and blow her a kiss if you want. You definitely need to Claire. She's really watching
herself,
like, paying close attention.
Hi, Claire. What'd you say I was supposed to do? I'll give her a hug. I don't know about that blowing kiss stuff, man. I ain't been a part of that for years.
She's a little girl. She loves that. Thank you, love. That made me feel better. And you did it pretty good.
I can't imagine.
Okay, do it again, Sam, so she knows it's for her.
Oh, my goodness. You know, just I'll say it this way. Aunt Leanne loves you, Claire, and so do I. She wants to kiss you, but I don't know. I don't know about this kissing stuff. I'm not sure about that, but anyways. Anyways.
Claire loves everyone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, where are we at?
Your
Hallelujah.
Son's home.
Hallelujah.
Audrey.
Hallelujah. That's it. Everybody just pause for a minute. Out of your belly, give God glory for Audrey's son being home.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I would if I seen her. Well, you know, that's probably the case, but, you know, most of the men my age are like, ooh, that thing, she's going to have to get changed. Man, I'll kiss you on the forehead and just let grandma hold you, all right? So, Claire, we're glad you're here, and grandma's raising you up in the way that you should go, honey.
Amen.
And she is the best grandma you ever find right there.
Amen.
And we're glad to have you with us.
And there's Sunday's here. Hello, Sunday.
Sunday's here. Audrey's here. Valman's here. Hallelujah. Everybody's here. Did I give us a verse yet?
No, you said Acts 2, but this is
Acts chapter 2 is where we're going. Because what? Oh, my goodness.
Are you going to give a
pledge
or anything?
No squish babies.
No.
See. Brother Dave, he's right in there. All right.
Oh, bro, you love squishy babies.
You know, I love them, and they smell beautiful if you sniff them in the hair, you know, but I don't know. It's like, oh, Jesus. Becca's got a full house tonight. Hi, all of Becca's full house. We love you. We welcome you. We got us tonight.
We welcome you.
Everybody that has a full house with you, make sure you let us know. We'll wave at them, too. I'm going to try to get this statement out because that's where we're going tonight. Wow. All right. Well, here we go. About three more of those in the and I'm just going to do the teaching for a minute until I can get caught up. Acts chapter 2. Acts. You're actually hiding out here? We're glad to have you hiding with us. I don't know if this is much of a hideout spot, but that's all right. We won't tell anybody you're here, Becca Chapman.
<You're funny>.
We won't message any of your kids or your family or friends. We'll just let you be here by yourself.
And I won't pin that comment.
Yeah, we won't pin the comment either. Now, Acts chapter 2 is the New Testament story of the Holy Spirit being poured out. That would be that'd be a good name for a marriage retreat. Let's get an update for your marriage. Oh, my.
Okay, Acts 2.
Acts chapter 2. Sister Leanne is going to start preaching now because I seem stuck.
Great. Let's see what this says, and then I'll go from there.
Ooh, on the day of Pentecost.
So where we're going tonight is this. Over the last 400 days, it's amazing to say that, isn't it? Do you realize we've been a part of a revival that's lasted 400 days? My goodness. And the Holy Spirit has done so many different things. Remember those nights we had back early on that we would sing and the presence of God would just come in a deep, deep way? It's beautiful. And then there was times we were just crazy in the Holy Ghost and just laugh and have fun. And we began to see God do miracles. People had serious things that happened, and if you have to hide it, you can. People had serious things going on in their life, and what was amazing is how God began to work in us. I'm really trying to get this out, but I'm telling you, I'm. Now, that's good. That's good. Different times, uncertain times. We really did. We came together, and Acts chapter 2 tells us about the beginning of the church. Well, I just hold your hand there. Grab you one of your papers and stick it in there. And let's go back to Psalm 133, verse 3. Or 133, and we're going to read the whole chapter. So, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the holy anointing oil that is flowing down the beard of Aaron onto his robe under the ground. And it's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. I don't know, Audrey, I don't have the answer readily on that, but we'd be glad to minister to you on that when we're finished tonight. Seriously, we will. Though we don't have that kind of private information here publicly for others to see. God help us. But I want you to see what this says in verse 3, because there is a commanded blessing of the Lord. Right there. When you and I are dwelling together in unity. When we dwell together in unity, God commands his blessing come down upon us. It may not be that necessarily any of us are super highly, amazingly anointed of God, but that's not to say that we're not, but it is, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Woo! So there's a commanded blessing that comes. And as we all gather together like this every night, there's a commanded blessing of God that comes on every one of us as as we're dwelling together in unity, being the body of Christ, that commanded blessings on us, and that's what produces this beautiful, amazing, wonderful spirit that flows in our midst. Last night was not because of fun statement. Last night was because the Holy Spirit came and said, I want to bless you. You know, it's an interesting thing to see the Spirit of God flow. I remember the night when Kathy Angaroni came. In the matter of about 25 minutes, all of this serious pressure that was on her life, all of that serious pressure changed, and peace coming, strength coming. So in the days gone by, in the Old Testament time, the blessing of God came because they would dwell together and they would be in unity. Now let's go back to our Acts chapter 2 verse. Look at this. Look at chapter 2 verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It's an amazing wind. And it filled the whole house where they're sitting. Well, look at our house right now. I can't tell whether Julian and I are out of this, but right now our house all the way from North Carolina to North Dakota, all the way from Louisiana to Northern Michigan, and everything in green. And if our sister Mary's with us, that's Singapore. If Julian Mbamala is with us, that is Malaysia. And you can just see, bam, there we are. We have a bunch of friends coming now to us in the Philippines. Everybody say thank God for the Philippines too. I think that the Philippines this week made the list of the most as a persecuted church nation in the Philippines this week. So, say this with me. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Out of our bellies flow rivers of living water. And when we begin to look at what God's doing in our midst, we begin to see that amazing flow of the Holy Spirit of God. Let's pause again and just pray in the Spirit for a minute. I can see other ways to go tonight. I want to be right in the vein of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to ask you guys to just pray in the Spirit with me. Those of you that you're new to this, don't worry about it. It's right in the Bible. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14. And I just want you to pray in the Spirit. Build up yourself in your most holy faith for a minute. Right now, let's just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we use the heavenly prayer language you have given us to enter into the realm of the Spirit tonight. We use that. We pray in our heavenly language and we enter in to the presence and the power of Almighty God in our life. And if you've not prayed in the Spirit before, just say it. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. I want to pray in my heavenly language. Shando bola navra kita malaska. Enda la sapa na kandovala manede devede. Eno morande la manevedista ke manuste. Ambasativela. I'm gonna know nene kedeba badalasa di koda. Ando shabalada benevenda. And malanosa for shamandila. I'm an echo, brother de sibala, manda de kama. You beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. On an anakade meneshe belibala manakanda di muni de banakiti muni onda. And the Masuniba, Andele de Vasarika, Ambondele, Bradenaraka, Barebalasata, Ambrasandele Bola, Banama, Kadibadisha, Brenonda, and La Sende Be, Baremanuka, Balamana, that you beloved, build it up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Onde la mata da ca, ombra sambale nella, ende le bande de mocosa, asciudeva, amanaka la nideva ca, ende alo soleva vane manaka, ende le banane, vele banata, e calabasite ne, ene ne 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 ne, banda manabale sitica, ende de ma, he shikabana ma, in the name of Jesus, I can see somebody. You're in your prayer closet, and it's a lady, and you're praying in the Spirit. No, you're praying while you're in your prayer closet, saying, Lord, what is the call on my life? I can see you. I can't see your face. I don't know who you are, but I see you in that prayer closet, praying and seeking God. And this is what he said. I've called you. I've anointed you. I've appointed you. Somebody mark this time, 39:29. I've called you. I've anointed you. I've appointed you. I'm the one that's going to bring it to pass. I am. That's what the Lord says to you tonight. And he said, until then, be the best you can be. And as you be you, I am going to make you into a sharp threshing instrument for my kingdom. You're going to reap many souls for the kingdom of God because of the gift of God that's on the inside of you. You're in your prayer closet. You pray. Sometimes you mutter a few words in the Spirit, but the Father says, I am coming with the flow of the Holy Spirit, and out of your belly will flow rivers and rivers and rivers of living water that will change your life and the lives of many people around you. Not because of what you've done, but because it's my call for your life. It's what I put on the inside of you. I'm going to do it my way, not your way. I'm going to do it my plan, not your plan. Relax and let me work in your life in the name of Jesus. 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 I like that. Relax and let me work in your life.
Amen.
Pastor, what about that Holy Ghost prayer stuff? Well, it's I don't even know what that word was. It's hey, Kathy Angaroni's with us. Three cheers
hello,
for Kathy.
Hello, hello. Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Kathy is the one that almost broke communion. We're praying in the spirit for a minute right now. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to us in an akushika. And a malanasukita. You might say, Pastor, I don't pray like that yet. Just open up and say, I receive my heavenly prayer language. Just say it. And then don't freak out about it. And just every day, just say, I receive my heavenly prayer language. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. I receive my heavenly prayer language. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Because here's the thing. You have it, it never goes away. There's no verse from our Jesus that says, out of your belly flows rivers of living waters until you turn 70 because somebody told you to retire and then they stopped. No, no. Out of your belly, all of your life, from this day till the day the trumpet toots and we skirt. Hi, Joy, we love you too. Which could be today. It could be yet tonight. Anna. You will have, I don't know who Anna is, but I'm trying to get it out. You will have this heavenly prayer language that you can have all of your life. And it's not for in church. It's just in church. It's not just if you got to pray over somebody else. This prayer language is there for you to use night and day, wherever you go, whenever you go it. And it is there for you to use and to bless and help your life. Masadidibilika. Ambadadibilamata. O de la samadele manustika. Ena la sidebe. Ena la degbika. Ena la sondede babalika. De la sibede manalabanda. Abasundebela. Ena kude manadashandeba. Ena rata kabade blidamana. Ena la sita. I declare right here, right now, tonight, Holy Spirit, begin to flow out of our brothers and sisters in the heavenly prayer language right now. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. And Asakuma, Mary, and who was the other one that said that? And Mary, well, Mary, you get it tonight. And then Rebecca, in the mighty name of Jesus, that Holy Spirit language flows through your life right now. Out of your belly, off your lips, just put syllables to those words right now tonight. I'm going to see. Umbandele segana. Umbreshavala andele dodica. And on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one accord in the house, and the Holy Spirit fell right. Hamara sikara bala no nida. Ena masha kana malatime. Anasako. On de le babane. We I declare. I declare tonight we get testimonies from people who tonight the flow of the Holy Spirit burst up in that fountain, those rivers, plural, of living waters flowing out of your innermost being right now. And in that Ashika. And in Manakuri Velatava. And in the Berivashi, Makuri Rananda, the Basone, Manakavala, Malti. Amanasone Rala Makuta. And the Bonde Bavari Vastukita. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Right here, right now. Today, if you've never seen the Holy Spirit move this way before. I encourage you to I declare right now, Rebecca, it just flows off of your tongues. Just raise your hands and just receive it right now, saying the mighty name of Jesus, and just put those words, just umbalana, whatever the words are that begin to come out, just let them flow off your lips. Any of you that are there tonight with us, anybody who wants it in the future, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to be here. You don't have to. Wow. I was at work when the Holy Spirit language come on me. I was working on my job when the Holy Spirit language came on me. I'm going to tell that story. Do I tell that story? Shandarekila mata da ko. Omram nisa anana blemanaka tibade bola na samana. All right. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. I don't know how to describe that to you. Acts chapter 1. Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. And said, and then he began to talk. All right? So say this with me. There was 120 of them. I've never stuttered my whole life, and it's just the Holy Spirit, man. Now watch. They started out with 500 people in the upper room, and now here they are, down to 120. 380 people that began there have now gone and done something else. And they're down to 120. And that was the amount of people that was there on the day of Pentecost. Now, this is what I say. I say Jesus told them to tarry in Jerusalem until you be filled with power. When Jesus gives us an assignment like this, Acts 1:8, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witness in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and other part of the world. All right? When you get that kind of assignment, you got to stick to it. Because everybody that stayed in the upper room got to see the Holy Spirit poured out in the whole deal. And can you imagine that 380 people that had left? Can you imagine what, when they heard things happening, how they started running toward where the upper room was saying, oh, no, we missed it. I encourage you, don't miss anything that God's got for you. Don't miss any of it. Amen? Amen? Now, where I was really trying to get to was 1:5. Acts 1:5, right? For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And I know by the Spirit of God from my prayers all afternoon, some of you are going to be baptized in the Holy Spirit in power tonight, and you're going to begin to pray in your heavenly prayer language tonight, right now. It's going to happen. I was not saying Ida. I don't know who she is, but I'm sure she's a nice lady. I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus right here, right now, tonight. I declare it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody on YouTube say, I receive all of the Holy Spirit he has for me. Everybody on Facebook say, I receive all of the Holy Spirit he has for me. Everybody on Blog Talk Radio say, I receive all of the Holy Spirit power he has to give me tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days now. Now watch. Acts 2:1. I'm going back here. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Remember, it's a feast. Pentecost was a feast that the Jews celebrate. And when that day came, so it's a feast day, Jerusalem is filled with people that have come to celebrate the feast. They were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And I'm believing right here, right now, tonight, that there's many of you that the Holy Spirit right now is bubbling up out of your innermost being. And you just start praying in a Mary, sing with me. Have a little talk with Jesus. You got to tell him all about your... I ain't saying that. I'm not singing that song. I ain't doing that. Anyways. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I'm telling you my story. All right? I used to sing that song, but I don't need you thinking your life needs to be filled with sorrow. When you come to Jesus, it all goes away. That's what they were saying to tell him about. And if you've got sorrow, tell him about it. But then don't stay in sorrow. Let him take you out of it.
Yeah.
In a minute. the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I grew up in a church, and my mom may be watching tonight. There you are, Mom. I love you. We love you very much. It's Tuesday. She could. So, we had a spirit all the time in our church. Honestly, God's presence would come in the building and we would have a move of the spirit. I went away to Bible college and I traveled in the quartet for 2 years once I became a senior. And senior in high school, then I traveled the quartet 2 years and traveled all over the United States and sang in the quartet and had a good time doing it, sang in a traveling choir, chorus. But then I, you know, after that, and then I start to live my life. And I know I'm called to preach. God gave me a call to preach when I was 15 years old. Very decisive, very specifically powerful day, that day that God showed me his plan for my life. Me and my friend Jeff were sitting in our dorm room. I was like 15 or 16. He was a year younger than me, and we were talking. And we were just talking about riding motorcycles, and lightning went through the room. Lightning went through the room. And I looked up and said, what was that? And he's like, I don't know what that was. And I said, I grabbed my Bible and headed to the prayer room. I'm like, man, God's talking. I heard the story of Samuel, you know, and he had to rebuke Eli, and I didn't want to have to rebuke anybody, you know. That wasn't my plan at all. So I know I got a call to preach. And I began to seek him. I'm probably 22 years old. I began to seek the Holy Spirit and began to study the word beyond what I had learned at Bible college. One of the toughest things you'll ever find if you go to a former school is that you don't let that school limit you down to that mentality. You let them have given you information and revelation and maybe some experience. You don't let it bind you. Say it with me. I won't let any school I have ever been a part of bind me down. Wait, that's not vocational school. That's not your welding class or your CNC class. That's not what you call a cosmetology school. That ain't that. That ain't nursing school. That ain't a degree, a master's, a bachelor's. Don't let your education that is formal education limit you from receiving all that you get the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. So I just began to seek. I would read the New Testament. I would see Jesus perform miracles, cast out demons, heal the sick, and I would say, why am I not seeing this? And then I'd read it again, and I'd say, I'm like, why am I not seeing this? Why am I not in a place where people are seeing signs, wonders, and miracles happen on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Here in this ministry, one of the signs of an apostle is signs, wonders, and miracles happen. People's lives are changed. You can see the apostolic leadership of God right here on this ministry. Mm-hmm. I began to seek it. And I was fasting and praying. My dad was my pastor. We were fasting and praying. And I said, what do I do? I got to take another step. He goes, yeah, you got to take another step and go see this man. My dad was my pastor. We prayed together. We fasted and prayed for 3 days together. When we got done, he said, go see that man. It's a pretty simple plan. If you really want to know God's plan in your life, then get with your pastor and say, pastors, fast and pray with me. Why? Because it works. I started my ministry in Michigan. I went to talk to Dr. Markman and said, Pastor, what did I do about this? He goes, the first thing Pastor said is, let's fast and pray 3 days and watch what God tells us to do. I fasted and prayed for 3 days, and I was certain he was going to tell me, you ain't ready. I sat down at the table. He goes, well, let's make this happen. I'm like, are you serious? Anyways, I got around a group of people that were wonderful people, and they had a Bible study in their home, and man, you presence of God would be so strong in that home. You ever been around people where you can feel the presence of God in their house? Say this to me. Say, Lord, make my house,
Lord, make my house
such a haven of your spirit, that when people walk through the door, they feel your presence. Amen? Now, you're going to have to guard the house in order to make that happen. You can't just let anything come in and out. But the idea is, that's what God wants for you. And I began to seek it, and I had a bunch of friends, went to a church where they believed in it. And I even took the Foundation Stone series where I learned all about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and all that. Stay with me. Now I got head knowledge. Now I can see it in the Bible. That's revelation. My head knowledge and revelation from the Bible are now going to come together, and it's going to produce this gift in my life. But guess what? It ain't happening yet. And I knew this lady lived in a trailer house. And I say that on purpose. I don't have any problem with people in trailer houses. But she said, I guarantee you, when I lay hands on you and anoint you with oil, you'll speak in tongues. So I was at her house. There were some other people there. She's like, here, let me anoint you. She prayed over me. And I didn't start speaking in tongues. She goes, open your mouth. I'm anointing your tongue with oil. Listen to me. I'm like, I took one look at her fingers. Her fingernails were dirty. She was a lady, and her fingernails had done her. And I'm thinking, you're not going to, no. You ain't not touching my tongue with your fingers. I don't care if you got anointing in the oil there. I don't know. I just don't care about it. It's just good people that's trying to help you get the flow of God. And don't judge them wrong. At all. Don't be mean to him. I didn't say her name. You don't know who she is. I'm using a story to teach a principle, not make shame on anybody's life. All right? And I said, no, I'm going to receive this from God. Now, I want everybody to pay attention to this, because for somebody tonight, this story I'm about ready to say, it's going to be the same thing that manifests in your life. And as soon as you have the ability to begin praying in the Spirit, your whole life changes in another way. You didn't even know it can do it. It just does. Watch. So my job at his factory I was at was to roll out the fiberglass. They would stick these three sheets of plywood together, which today, in today's plywood prices, each of those, you know, that those things would have been worth $500,000, as much plywood as we had in. That's right. That's what happened. That's what happened with Shannon. Shannon looked, Mike looked at Shannon and said, say it in the Spirit. Bam. I'm saying this on purpose. Because for somebody tonight, this is a breakthrough for you. Matter of fact, there's more than one of you. There's about three or four of you tonight that I can see in the Spirit myself that this is going to be a major breakthrough for you in your life. So I would have a white suit on, rubber gloves, hood up over your head, pulled tight, and a respirator on, and goggles, because it's a fiberglass factory and they're spraying that chemical. And they're chopping, you know, fiberglass on there, and then the chemical. My job is to roll the air out of it. I'm just praying, saying, Holy Spirit, I want all you have for me. Holy Spirit, I want all you have for me. Say it with me. Holy Spirit, I want all you have for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give our sister Kathy a breakthrough. Give our sister Audrey Van Breakthrough. give Brother Roger's friend a breakthrough tonight. We declare breakthrough from this revelation right here, right now tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Everybody shout it. Breakthrough is done.
Breakthrough is done. Amen.
So this one, I'm just there, and my job is to roll the air pockets out of the fiberglass so it's, you know, flat and smooth and it doesn't break and cause a problem. We were building boat docks. There were boat docks around Staten Island in New York City where the Statue of Liberty was. Yeah, we built a huge boat docks, a marina all around that island. Now watch this. I'm just rolling away in my fiberglass, talking to God. Nobody can understand you. I'm just praying, saying, Lord, I love you. I just worship you. I know you're moving in my life. I want all of you. I come ashanda bola kama namba lekamanda devilavinasika. And my English words just turned into tongues words. And just like that, it was hot oil. And it was fresh water, and it was bubbling up out of me and coming down over top of me. It's the Holy Spirit. It's how it happens. We've had quite a few people here in that's been a part of this program have received the Holy Spirit prayer language right here while they were a part of the program, right while we were good. And then there's some that have received it in their private prayer time, just all of a sudden start speaking in another tongue. And they're like, wow, I wonder what this is. Well, it's the Holy Spirit. And that's something that you should begin using every single day. Don't let a day go by you that you don't pray in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it's you. And it's your spirit communing specifically directly to the Holy Spirit. Say it with me. Specifically directly.
Specifically and directly.
To the Holy Spirit.
To the Holy Spirit.
It's a language that the enemy can't understand. The only one that knows what that language is are angels and God Almighty. That's the only one. So if Holy Spirit gives you a revelation of what you just said, you'll understand it. Otherwise, you are doing what the Jude verse 20 says, and that is you are building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And now, what what happens? You talk. Here's what happens. Your spirit man, say this, I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Specifically, directly, personally, with the Father by the Holy Spirit. Now, two questions, same time. Let's look at these two questions that came right now tonight. What am I doing wrong? I want the Lord to allow me to speak in tongues. Now, here's what you're doing wrong. Please don't tell Brother Mike to shut up anymore. Take the wrong word out. I felt the same thing, sister. You got to remind yourself, you are a child of God, and prayer language is us. That's right. And think about this. Now, I'm answering Rebecca's question, and then I'm going to come to yours, Kathy. Watch this. For Rebecca, if you and I, and well, this is for everybody. Everybody catch this because it's a good word. If you and I continually see ourselves as doing something wrong, that's why it's not coming, we'll never be confident in who we are to see it manifest. I'll say it again. All right? If you and I are continually saying, I'm doing something wrong, now on the inside, that word wrong begins to tell you there's something wrong with you. Change your words. The Father is not up in heaven saying, Rebecca didn't speak in tongues this time. Strike her, angel. No. He's already made it available for everybody. Anyone who's born again, anyone who's filled in the Holy Spirit can pray in their heavenly prayer language. Like Mary, Beth, oh my. Like Shannon just said, remind yourself you're a child of God and this language is how you communicate with your Father.
And it's not that God isn't allowing her. Yeah, he wants it to more than she.
Right, right. The idea is just keep seeking.
Yes.
Just keep seeking. Don't strive over it, but don't let a day go by that you don't seek him to enjoy your personal heavenly prayer language. Don't let a day go by. He is the rewarder of them who diligently seek him. You don't seek my experience. You don't seek Uncle Jed, Aunt Mary, or anybody else. Like, well, Shannon just said tonight, Mike looked at her and said, sit in the spirit. Bam, I would have came. I've never heard anybody do that in my whole life like that. But in Shannon's life, just like that, it triggered it and out it came. I have, for health reasons, I'm diabetic. All right. Well, there we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak in faith for you right now, Kathy Angaroni. We speak in faith for you for healing in every part of your body.
Amen.
Say it with me. All the organ systems, function together properly. Filled with life and health and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Even before the heavenly prayer language flows out of your life, begin to say, out of my belly flows rivers of living water, producing life, producing health, producing saturation. Can you imagine two rivers of living water flowing out of your body? What does that mean? You have saturation in your life. You don't have a dry spell. There's no dry spells in Christian life. Pastor, I heard Dr. Reverend Big Britches said there was. No, you heard him say something improperly, because if you've got a river of living water flowing out of the inside of you, how are you going to have a dry spell? Everybody pause. Take a drink of your Dr. Pepper. Because see, God, God is not going to have a hard, heavy fist, speak in tongues now or else. No, just relax. It's not about whether you're right or wrong. It's about, I see it in the Bible. Fill me with your spirit. I see it in the Bible. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. I see it in the Bible. Fill me with your spirit. I see it in the Bible. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Nobody can ever again tell you there's you're doing something wrong, or you haven't done enough of this yet, or maybe the Father doesn't want me to have it yet. Oh, no. He's so willing to give you the Holy Spirit as soon as you say, Father, I receive. He already knows your next prayer, and he's already hit you with the Holy Spirit. Because he knows what you're going to pray for before you even ask it. Let's go to Kathy Angaroni's prayer question. Because this is all about prayer. She said, why do I feel like something is holding me back from praying? Now, there's a lot of answers to that question. All right? There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of answers to this question. And let's just deal with this real quick and help our sister with great strength in this situation. Now watch. Everybody has life that they have to live. Everybody. And everybody's going to, from time to time, have situations they got to overcome. The closer you get to God, the more that your life should normalize and simplify. All right? Watch this. We tell the story of blind Bartimaeus in the Bible. Blind Bartimaeus is sitting by the side of the road. Somebody wants to find that reference where it tells that story about him. Put that reference in. That's fine. And it was Jesus' last day. He was going into Jerusalem for the triumphal entry, and that was the last time Jesus was going to walk by him. And obviously, he'd heard about Jesus. So he began to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Well, the crowd told him to shut up. And he cried out all the more. Now watch this. Watch what I'm getting ready to say. This is very important for you. And of course, Jesus stopped and said, hey, what do you need? He said that I might be made whole. They're like, well, bring him to me. Or come to me. Now watch. All right, let's say this real quick. When we're talking on here, it's important that you don't put in private information about your family in front of other people that they can see. Now, I'm very open to receive any of this information and help you guys with it. Please don't put it publicly where everybody else sees it. All right? We'll be glad to help you. Seriously, you get in touch with us, and we are going to see this situation change completely. Let's get back to what I'm saying. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate that. Blind Bartimaeus was before the cross. So he had to yell out, Jesus, in order to be healed. But you and I are after the cross. Say this with me. And the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. Now, open your Bible. Every answer I'm going to give you is straight out of the Word of God. And I need you to open the Bible and see it with your own eyes. Because tonight's message that God gave me is get the revelation to match the miracle you just received. Okay? Say this with me. Get the revelation to match the miracle I received. So if you come here and you found great courage and hope, now let's get revelation from the Word of God so that you can maintain that hope in every part of your life, and nothing will change you from hope from that day forward. Whether or not you're with us won't matter about whether or not you have hope, because you got the revelation down in here from the Word of God, and that revelation produces a manifestation. It produces a revolution if you get a big enough revolution. And it'll change your life. Now, we're talking about what's holding back from prayer. The reality is, it could be your flesh. Let me say a couple things. I'm not prophesying this because the Holy Spirit has said this is you, Kathy. In the day we live, one of the toughest things that keep us from prayer is cell phones that jingles, wrangles, and dingles, and it stops us right in the middle of talking to God. Turn the thing off and set it in the corner. Stick it underneath the couch. Do something and get it so that it can't ring and interrupt your time with God. Yeah. Number two, read the Word of God out loud from a Bible. Hold this book in your hands and read these pages so this word comes off the page and begins to manifest in your life. I was just shooting. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Look at these verses. This is answering your question right now, Kathy. Yeah, well, and that's a natural response in the middle of stuff when stuff goes wrong. That's a natural response, and you're not the only one that's ever fought that question. Anybody that's gone through a serious issue in life, at one time or another, has eaten too much just to make yourself feel better. There ain't a one of us that haven't been at some point. So don't worry about it. And we don't have any judgment against you. And this is the most loving group of people you're ever going to find is this group right here saying, come on, Kathy, we got our faith with you. This thing changes. Proverbs 3, verse 2. For length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. What's going to add that to you? This word. Picking this word up, open the pages up, and beginning to let it come off the page on you, this is going to produce life in your life. Amen. And it says, length of days, long life, and peace. What you're asking for. And peace. Get this book open. Begin to speak. All right? Verse number 8. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. I command diabetes to leave your body in the name of Jesus. I command supernatural strength to come into your spirit and the understanding and revelation to come inside of you. And for the peace of God to reign on the inside of you every single day, and this flesh and strength to all your bones. Now watch. Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, not if, take the if, since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. He who raised Christ from the dead also gives life to your mortal body inside your spirit, and it begins to affect everything that's around you. Everything. Those of you who say those of you ladies that you're having trouble with your husbands, every day ask God to fill your life with his Holy Spirit until you begin to pray in your heavenly language. Why? Because you can walk around your house praying in the Holy Spirit. You won't know the words you're saying. He won't know the words you're saying. But you will be saying the exact perfect will of God for your situation when you're praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Howbeit in the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 7 says, howbeit in the Spirit, we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained for your life right here, which will produce his glory. Now, Kathy, why does it feel like something's trying to stop you? There might be something trying to stop you.
Yeah.
All right? You've shook up the devil world. You shook up the devil world pretty good. And the fact that you've shaken up the devil's world, that enemy is going to come and it's going to try to do everything he can to stop you from believing. Well, we're now on that with you, sister. And this is what we're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, reveal by an infallible proof yourself to him in Jesus' name. Don't preach at him. Any of you women trying to win your man,
yeah,
stop preaching at him. Just don't do it. Don't try to make him say the word, hear the word, speak the word. Just stop doing the word at him.
Yeah.
Do it in your prayer time. Do it over your home, but don't do it to his face at all. Just stop. Stop telling him he's going to hell. Stop telling him, you stop preaching at him. Just don't do it. Just back off and let it go. Why? All of a sudden, God will be able to get through because he no longer hears your voice. And he hears your voice. That's good, Kathy. That's good. We, the people of God, have now joined with you and declaring this by an infallible proof of Almighty God. He sees you. He is in God, and God Almighty brings this resolution to this family right here, right now, today, on the spot, with mighty miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the update, guys. All right, now watch. Amen, that's right. Yes, that is the, I truly believe, Kathy, that is why it looks as though it's getting worse. Because revelation knowledge is coming, and I don't know what the enemy sees in our lives. I don't know what to tell you that it is. There is something that the enemy can see when you and I start getting revelation. We glow somehow. When we start getting closer to God, we glow. And I'm not sure how to tell you what that is. I just know this, that the biggest fight of the enemy comes right before your biggest breakthrough you've ever had in your life. And don't get on the fight with someone else. Fight the devil and watch him flee. I truly believe you're right on that, Kathy. Let's do this. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, we're going to go for verses 5 through 11. Amen. The ungodly forces are real or just defeated?
Amen.
Stay with me. Ungodly forces, are very real, but they are defeated in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. Watch this. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Let's read that phrase again. God resists the proud. Those who think they got it all in their own strength and I don't need nobody else's help, God resists the proud. He's made nobody on this earth an island to themselves. You must have the body of Christ. Every single one of us must have the body of Christ. So say this with me. I'm humble. And God gives grace to me. If you're telling us you're humble, are you really humble? Well, Moses is the man in the Old Testament who wrote the verse. Moses was the most humble man on earth. Now, watch this. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now, but let's just take that as an example. Maybe your loved one is very, very, very prideful. But maybe that pride isn't pride as much as it's their form of trying to have self-confidence. You follow what I'm, did that make sense?
Yeah, somebody that's insecure comes off pride.
Somebody that would be totally insecure. Now watch this. I've got two testimonies of a man who his wife told us he was severely filled with pride. Very prideful man. Both times we prayed, the next day he walked in the room and said to his wife, I have treated you wrong. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying to anybody that tomorrow morning your mate, male or female, is going to walk up to you and say, I was wrong. But what we have to do is you and I got to be right.
Yes,
amen. Say, Jesus, help me be right with you.
Jesus, help me be right with you.
Because what ends up happening then, once you have a relationship with the Father by the Holy Spirit through Jesus, the rest of your life is building that relationship with him. Here's the revelation. God is showing him a revelation of himself.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is that your mouth isn't speaking words that is hindering the revelation that the Father is bringing by somebody around him who's actually speaking to him. Right. You know, that's an interesting story. Mary said, I picture myself breaking a wild horse, holding on to the saddle horn, and my arms up to Jesus, holding on till the horse was broken. Well, just as long as you don't use a whip in there.
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
So, Kathy, Mary's recommendation is find a riding stable where they have a big pen and take them in there and take a whip and chase them around in a circle. No. This body of believers has our faith with you. For your husband to be so filled with the love of God, he comes and enjoys this program with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that you don't say stuff too revealing about your mate here, because you want them to be able to come and be a part of this program with no shame.
Yeah.
I encourage you, send me a private message in my private messenger so that I have the ability to help you over those most difficult situations. There's one right down the road. Mary, you really got to be careful the kind of ideas you give out. I also want to say that God will bring you friendships right here amongst us. All right? I'm going to say this very, very, very pointedly, very specifically, very boldly to you tonight. Just because you see somebody on my friends list does not mean you should be friends with them. Okay? There's a lot of people on my friends list that I wouldn't be friends with, but the Holy Spirit said be friends with them on Facebook because you will win them to me because they'll keep seeing your posts. I'm just telling you. Watch who you're friends with. Even ministry people. Just because you see being friends with somebody in the ministry does not mean that you should go be friends with them. But I got ministry friends I'm trying to help get past places, and I got to be able to be on Facebook where I can minister to them. But that doesn't mean that should be your friend. All right? Because not everyone who comes on to this program is right with God. And most of them want to be right with God, but they might need a little bit of help. Now, let's get back to this question. The number one thing you got to get is this revelation that out of your belly every day is a river of living water flowing. It doesn't matter whether you're praying in tongues. It's still flowing. Amen. That's good. That's good. I don't know what we'd do without you, Mary, Pastor Rick. It'd be a boring place around here. Now, I got to verse 5 in 1 Peter. We got to get the rest of these verses in there. Verse 6, humble yourself. Remember, you can never humble the other person. You can humiliate him, but you can't humble him. Say this with me.
My humbleness
is the only humbleness I'm in charge of.
Yes, is the only humbleness I'm in charge of.
I was riding a horse, not chasing it with the whip.
It's true,
you did say
riding it.
But wait, Mary, it's more fun to chase him around inside that big ring with the whip. Smack, smack.
Oh, my goodness.
And everyone else who would like to enjoy Mary, Pastor Rick's marriage counseling, just please call her on her number, 555-5555. She'll be glad to hello and see you to the horse ring. Now, so we're in verse 6, and we only got a couple minutes. We're going to have to be done here. Look, time has gone by, man. We've been smoking it tonight. It's been a good night, hasn't it? Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. One of the reasons why many of us have problems in some areas of our life, like what we're talking about right here, is because we try to take the care of it and care for and deal with it ourselves. And you and I are not designed by God to care for this and change this all ourselves. Good night, Sunday. We love you. Thanks for holding down YouTube for us like you do every night. We bless you. We bless all your family, them grandkids of yours. And we bless your life. And we thank you for being our friends and our family right here. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Now, I keep thinking about what Shane said earlier. What did she say? I don't remember. I keep thinking it's what Shannon said. That's what keeps coming to me. What did you say, Shannon? Anybody find it yet? There's a bunch of good questions. Now, somebody find it. Shannon, what did you say a minute ago? Everybody just hold. Ephesians 2:7 and Romans 8:11. Those are good things to say. Seems like it was something about praying in the Spirit. Oh, you got to remind yourself, you are a child of God. And the prayer language is ours. That's what Shannon said. They copy and paste it. I like that. Bump. There you go. I don't know what that does. That doesn't ever do anything for me when you bump.
I don't think it works on here.
Remind yourself you're a child of God. All right, remind yourself you're a child of God and that the prayer language of the Spirit is the communication verse that we use in the family of God.
Oh, why should I not find it? How far back is it?
It's back there a ways.
Before 1 Corinthians 7?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. It has been good. I'm so glad I didn't let the devil hold me back from joining. Amen. I'm glad you asked. I would have never guessed that. Now watch. Let's get back over here. Let's get back to 1 Peter. Now watch this. Be sober. That means pay attention. Be vigilant. That means every day, night and day. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now remember this. I want you to see this. The devil is only in one place at one time. There's only one being named the devil. He is not omnipresent. He is not omniscient. And he is not omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipresent, everywhere, omniscient, knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful. So the only one that is omnipresent, omniscient, and all-powerful, omnipotent, is God. The enemy is not. He is only one devil. He can only be in one place at one time. He's probably not going to be in any of our lives. He may have assigned an enemy to us, a demonic spirit. But I want you to see this about your life. Even though you got to be sober and be vigilant, that's very true, because we have an adversary. But he's a defeated adversary.
Yes.
And the only thing he can bring to you is deception. He cannot force you to do anything wrong. Anybody that teaches that doctrine needs to go back and study again. He cannot force you to do wrong. He has function inside of what God made him function. He cannot tempt you outside of what is common to man. Therefore, there's no reason to ever submit to him again. Be sober. Be vigilant. The adversary is out there walking about. He's looking whom he may devour. He can't devour you unless you let him. And how do you let him? You get involved. The only way that he can devour you is if you get involved with your lips and your actions and do something that's out of order. Otherwise, he can't do anything to you. And you can just keep saying, nope. My statement I make all the time is, I am a man of God. I live in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. Old things and all things belong and become new. I am filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. There's no way that's me, and I will never do anything like that. You might say, Pat, can you give that to me again? Yes, I'm ready. Here it is. I am born again. I am washed with the blood of Jesus. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I have been filled with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am not going to sin. That is not even who I am any longer. I say that every time the enemy shows up with anything to try to stop me or to get me to go astray somewhere else. I ain't just saying, I'm not doing it. It's not who I am. Sam, it's not my nature. It's what Shannon's saying right there. You just got to remind yourself you're a child of God. And the prayer language belongs to only us. If you're not a believer in the power of the Holy Spirit, the prayer language is not yet. Yeah, I can put it in. Matter of fact, I got it in a couple of verses. I'll be glad to send it over to you that will help you and strengthen you in these things. Sister Wilma gives us a set of verses for tonight. Well, make sure you get that too. I'll make sure you get these verses. Why? Because you got to get the revelation. Every one of us does. The information and the impartation of God here in this program is amazing. You and I show up and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. So revelation is the Holy Spirit. And the impartation of it is the Holy Spirit. And the power of it is the Holy Spirit. And you and I are sitting here saying, hey, my Lord, use me. And the power of God gets on you, changes your mind, heart, your attitude. And then you now need to get this book open and get the revelation of his word to match the impartation that's gone on in your life. All right? And we're working on a prayer book. We're working on that book and that book and that and that. And we got discipleship process we're working on. Why? Because we want to be able to help you grow and develop at a good pace with the proper teachings right where you are that you need. So just stick with us. Those of you that said you're going to help in another day or two, I'm going to have a meeting with all of us where we can talk about how you can help us. Because there's plenty to do that anybody can do to help us get this stuff in order. And we've already got a bunch of it happening. Then Christmas happened. And what else happened? I don't know. Here we are in May already.
We're gone for 2.5 months for the funeral. And then Christmas.
Now, here comes the
Amen.
All right, we read verse 9 too, though. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the Lord. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory, to him be the glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, there's many people who say, see, Peter, man, I got to suffer for a while. No, you don't have to suffer for a while.
Amen.
The New Testament and Jesus' ministry. Jesus' ministry showed you that people said, I'm suffering another day, and got their miracle. The woman with the issue of blood said, I am suffering no more, and got her miracle. The Syrophoenician woman that Jesus called a dog got her miracle that day. Because when Jesus said, I can't give this to dogs, even the little dogs eat the crumbs, sir. What did she do? She used her faith. And her faith got this to manifest into your life. Now, resist the devil steadfast in the faith. What piece of armor is faith? What piece of armor is faith? Your shield. The greatest way to resist the devil is throw up your shield. What is that? Faith. You look it in the face and you say, no, I will not be afraid. No, I will not run my mouth and make a mess. No, I'm not going to be the arrogant. No, I will not fear. What are you doing? Resisting steadfast in the faith. And then I just encourage every one of you every day, all the time. It don't matter who you are. You've been around here since the very beginning. You need to be saying every day, out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Bless you, Audrey. We love you. Thank you for being a part of our life. And hurry up and get back here, would you? Now, let's circle the wagons here because see if I can pull something up on my notes. And here's what we're saying to that whole situation, Kathy. Everybody here, put Kathy on your prayer list. Kathy's got about, I don't know, 5 different things that she's got to have dealt with in her family. Okay? So, we speak life to your body right now. We speak your mind does work right. And Joel chapter 2 says, I restore the years the locusts have eaten. And that manifests in your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody say it out loud, whether you type it in or not. Say, Lord, restore our sister Kathy.
Lord, restore our sister Kathy.
Restore her to perfect health and soundness in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Velma. Thank you. Thank you, everyone here, for your faith, how you stand in faith with each other. It's just amazing how we do this. And with this discipleship process I'm seeing, you're going to be doing it a lot better right here, and everybody's gift's going to have to be used. I'm ready to pull out all the stops for all of us to be going wide open every single day. Jesus is coming back, and we've got to get this message to everybody, everywhere that we can get it. And that means all of us just saying, here am I, Lord, send me. Send me in Jesus' mighty name. Now, every one of you who has had a stroke, you've had a heart attack, you had a very, we call it the mental breakdown. They call that a nervous breakdown. All right? Mental breakdown. Any of you that have had that, I've got a whole list of verses I would like to send you. Okay? However, right now, by the Spirit of God, all of us here are going to speak to that situation in your life so that the power of the enemy is broken.
Amen.
You guys can see that Kathy's struggling with this thing. There's a whole bunch of attacks that have happened to her. Yes. Obviously, there's a very good, a very large gift on the inside of our sister, and the enemy's fighting with all of his might. So now everybody just pray this prayer with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind all the destructive force.
We bind all the destructive force.
We bind all the effect of trauma.
We bind all the effect of trauma.
And we declare our sister Kathy.
And we declare our sister.
Our sister Kathy, Rebecca.
Our sister Rebecca.
Mary Pastor Rick.
Mary
Fernandez.
Mary Fernandez.
Are all healed from the effect of the stroke or whatever they had.
Are all healed. Of the effects of the stroke.
or whatever may have happened. Say it with me. No more effect.
No more effect.
Whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed.
Free indeed.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, just put your hands on your head like this and just say it. My brain is functioning at performance.
My brain is functioning at peak performance.
Wait, that's what every one of you should be saying, all right? Just say it again. My brain
is functioning
at peak performance
every day,
all the time. In Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. All my organs function properly together.
And Jesus has restored
anything the enemy tried to destroy. If you're overweight, say this. Obesity, leave me now.
Obesity, leave me now.
And then you say out loud the weight you want to be. You don't have to necessarily want to. You can. That's up to you. All right, I'm going to be 170. Wait. God can heal somebody from cancer. He can make that weight come off of you just like that.
Amen.
Well, my faith is on that in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we got one more prayer to pray here. You ready? Say this with me. The power of autism.
The power of autism.
Is broken forever.
Is broken forever.
And these people are completely free.
And these people are completely free.
Because Jesus gave us the example.
Yes, because Jesus gave us the example.
Dane.
Amanda.
Miracle Man.
Joey.
Owen and Missy and Brenton. Sophia. And if I miss the name, somebody make sure I get it because we're working very hard to keep a list of names right here.
Yes.
And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, these children of God are free,
yes.
And whom the Son sets free
children
is free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Right here and right now. Thank you, Shannon. I'm going to tell you right now, God is making this place a healing room, and one of the major things is going to be stroke, heart attack, and autism.
Amen.
We will not let it stay. It is a direct attack against our Father's making a baby in a perfect womb. It's a direct attack. Pastor, how's that? I don't know. The Father hasn't given me that revelation yet, but I am asking all the time for that revelation to come to me because we will, these people are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have just declared exactly what the problem is right here. That's severe. What's his name?
Matt.
Everybody pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
We speak strength to Matt.
We speak.
And we seek healing to man. You came to heal the broken hearted. Now heal this man today because of our prayer. Ready? Now open your eyes and say this. All trauma. Of everything he had to deal with.
Of everything he's had to deal with.
We strip you of your power.
Yes, we strip you of your power now.
In his physical body.
In his physical body.
And we declare whom the Son sets free.
Whom the Son sets free.
Is free indeed. His mind and his spirit are free to receive from God.
Yes, his mind and his spirit are free to receive from God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay, we bind asthma also.
In the name of Jesus. Asthma, I speak to you. Wait. We... The body, the ecclesia, speak to you right now.
Yeah.
Your power is broken. Breathe deeply right now. Just breathe deeply. The power of asthma is broken.
The power of asthma is broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Say it. All of my nasal passages. Every part of my life, my lungs, my respirator. What do you call that thing? Not a respirator. Your diaphragm. Your bronchial tube. Everything. I declare never again does the bronchial tubes tighten up. Asthma, your power is broken. Get off of her life now in Jesus' name. You ready? This is all by the Holy Spirit. Say it with me. What do you call that thing about snoring? That sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Ready? We've been given power over all the power of the devil. Sleep apnea, you're of the devil. Get off of these people's lives. Get off of these people's lives. And we declare you'll lie down in peace and safety. No more asthma.
Amen.
No more sleep apnea. No more breathing problem. You lie down in sleep in peace and safety. And Psalm 23 says he restores your soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Guys, we're don't leave us yet, man. Stick here and pray for this, because by the Holy Spirit of God, we're doing some work. God gives you a prayer for any of these people. Step up, type it out, speak it out, and go out in the yard and send some smoke signals.
He's kidding about that.
Send a carrier pigeon, something. Mm-hmm. Pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say this. Do this like this. Like you're taking a metal band off your head. Just everybody do this about the migraine situation. All the power of migraines is broken and removed, never to come again. The bands are removed.
The bands are removed.
By the name of Jesus. And by the blood of Jesus.
And by the blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. This good. We're doing good here, aren't we?
Yes, yes, yes. You guys are awesome.
Doing good. I saw this earlier today that we would get here, and I'm like, well, I wonder how this is going to happen, but here we are.
Here we are.
And by the flow of the Holy Spirit. Mary, I should have excluded you because you probably shouldn't start a fire in your backyard. That might not be a good idea.
No smoke signals for you, Mary.
A little smoke pot or something like that. Be careful with you, where you can just pop the lid off, you know, and they won't be big signals, they'll be little ones. But it'll work. We might see it. Amen.
You can light an incense. The incense raise up like the prayers of the saints, the Bible says.
She does have a soothing voice, doesn't she? Amen. Amen. All right. Where are we at?
Just a
all right. I think it's time to receive communion. Sister Kathy, we're going to have our God shots now.
It's so exciting.
Remember this about your Christian life, guys. Don't let anything, I mean anything, keep you from receiving communion every day. Make it a point. If you can't be with us, then you take it at home. Because it's of absolute importance that you very specifically speak the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and his broken body in your life every single day. It's not just an action. It's not just a ritual. It's the reality of who God is and what he's doing in our life in Jesus' mighty name. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-28. And 1 John 4:17-18. Oh, my goodness. You're going to do what I say to do. I wanted to pin the verses, but I don't want to miss Shannon's statement. All right? That's a powerful statement. Sorry. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. When you take when you receive the new covenant word with us, open your Bible up and read these verses right out loud with us. I'm very serious about it. Why? Because when you read the word of God out loud, your ears hear it, your eyes see it, your mouth speaks it, and it goes down inside your heart, deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what you got to do to get the revelation of the word down in the heart. Beyond all the stuff that's gone on in your life.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name. Can you believe I haven't even had one cup of coffee tonight?
Amazing.
What is going on?
Well, you've had 5 cans of Dr. Pepper. I'm kidding. He has not. Just a couple.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he betrayed, said to the disciples, one day somebody will make a cheese and they will use it for communion. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often, and Jesus used the word often, as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him, once you've examined yourself, eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. First John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? because as he is, so are we in this world. Say this, I am in the same place as Jesus is. I are the body of Christ, and he's the head. Verse 18, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. We read these verses every time. We pray this prayer like we do every time on purpose, because we never know who's going to be with us tonight. And we want to make sure if you're with us, we give you the opportunity to receive these wonderful communion elements. Those of you that's with us on YouTube and Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, click like or love. Let us know you're here. Shoot us an email. And that way we have the ability to communicate to you and bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this prayer of salvation, rededication, or just hallelujah, I'm in the kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in today.
And I enter in today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in my life right now.
And I receive you in my life right now.
And you give me the power.
And you give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
Do this. Take all your sins, dump them out, and say, there's all my sins.
There's all my sins.
I have no human ability to defeat him.
I have no human ability.
Reach out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
And it
Lord.
Fills every part of my life.
And it fills every part of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. 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 Now, say this. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly land.
Pray in my heavenly land.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer
life.
Every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. If you just prayed that prayer with us for the very first time, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, welcome to the kingdom of God. Well, we're glad to have you here in Jesus' mighty name. This is who we are, and this is what we look like. If you prayed that prayer from the depths of your heart, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from confusion to understanding. You might say, Pastor, I don't think I know any more than I used to. I know. However, what just happened is God Almighty just filled you of your life. How amazing is that? He gave you his righteousness because you and I could never be righteous enough. Thank you, Lord. For your righteousness.
Amen.
Now, coolest, well, another amazing, wonderful process that just happened is you were adopted into the family of Almighty God. Heir of God and heir with Jesus. And we're excited about it. I got 10 verses I want to send you. They're going to put my email address and website in there. And any we can help you walk with God, we will. Because that is responsibility in the kingdom of God. We do this 24 hours a day, but we do this every day, 7 days a week. Every day, this is what we do. This is what we're called to, and we want to be a blessing to you. They're the foundation verses of your Christian life, and you send me an email, I'll send you one. You send me another one, I'll send you another one. I don't spam you. I don't do any of that stuff because I don't look at myself, so I don't do it. We want to help you walk with God. You're right with God.
You're right with God.
Woo! You're right with God. Now, run real quick. Get you some grape juice and bread. Get some water and some crackers. Get something. And come receive the communion elements with us right now. This communion service is on the website. So if you ever find yourself in the middle of a day, say, man, I just need to have communion. Well, it's right there on the website to be a blessing for you. And it'll be a blessing. Just sit down at your table and say, Jesus, I'm going to go to the website, and I'm going to pray this prayer right now for me and my family. You're doing faith, and that pleases him. You're using faith, that overcomes the world. You're using faith, that moves mountains. And you do this communion that we put up there, it's filled with faith. And it changes everything about your life. You ready? Here we go. Pray these. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement. My peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Somebody shout it. It's done.
It is done.
Thank you, Lord, that for the joy that was set before you, you endured all of this. And that joy is our life. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have been made new.
And all things have been made new.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The plague has to pass over.
The plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the
is
brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down.
And there's forever. No more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the words of my testimony.
And the words of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his juice together. I like that, Velma. Shout it. It is done.
It is done. Hallelujah.
It is done. You ready? Let's sing a song about the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Ready? Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Don't you just love God and his ways, how he blesses us? Kathy Angaroni, we call you blessed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell your mom we said hi. Tell her all them crazy folks on the internet said hi. And we declare, in Jesus' name, she is blessed and healthy and healed. And cancer, we cursed you a long time ago. Yeah. We command you to cease to exist in your body. Yeah. Father, we pray right now over Donnie Jr. Rise up and walk perfectly healed beyond any medical person's ability to understand what's going on. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, rise up and walk. Warren Walsh, rise up and be made whole completely in the name of Jesus. Sherry Gilbert, Michelle, we call you healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call every one of you healed. I declare over your sleep tonight, you sleep better than you've ever slept. Amen. And the angels of the Lord minister to you all night long. You want to say it again? Overweight, leave me.
Jesus' name.
Now declare the weight you want. 170 pounds. That's it. Are you ready? Closing verse. He's just one of my, I got a lot of favorite closing verses, but I'm going to the Ephesians chapter 3 closing verses tonight. For this reason, I bow my knee, 14 through 21, to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Christ is in my heart, and it's in faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints. I'm going to just declare, I comprehend with all the saints. What is the width and the length and the height and the depth? And I understand the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. That I would be filled with all the fullness of God. If you're filled with the fullness of God, there ain't nothing. There's no place for anything else to be. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen and amen and amen and amen
and
amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there you go. I'll send you those verses, Kathy. Anybody else want the verses about healing in your body verses? I can send them to you. Make sure you message me in my instant messenger from Facebook. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything else, love?
I don't think so.
Till we see you again?
Okay, Phyllis is playing in the spirit, it sounds like.
Phyllis is playing in the spirit.
But it's hard to fall asleep when you're laughing. And that's a good thing. No, I think that's everything.
All right. Y'all, we love you. Oh, Julian and Bamala, God bless you. We declare over you, Julian and Bamala, that there is health and healing in your pituitary gland. Thyroid gland, and all your other glands, tissues, joints, and everything. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, healed exactly as you request from Almighty God. Mary Fernandez, our sister in Samoa, we bless you. We bless all these who are doing the work of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Is that it, love? Love you. Love you, Audrey.
Love you,
love you, Velma. Enjoy it. And Mikey. And
Claire.
Goodness. I keep trying to call her Natalie for some reason. Claire.
Maybe that's her middle name and you're picking it up in the... Is her middle name Claire, Velma? Natalie.
Till we see it is what we say. We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is
Lord.